key news for this Friday, August 11th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is going to go down in history as one of the worst disasters ever in Hawaii.
Maui County official Shane Dudoit says so many of his friends have lost loved ones and their homes. More bodies have been recovered from the wildfire devastation on Maui. The governor warns as searchers comb through burned-down structures, the numbers will go up exponentially. Lahaina resident Leonard Thomas tells the Associated Press he saw a woman die when her car was consumed by flames on Front Street.
The cars were popping, just blowing up like mortars, one after another coming right towards her. And nobody could even get to her. The door, couldn't get to the doors or the windows. She was stuck, and we watched her go.
Leonard says he's lost his home and all his possessions and is not sure what the future holds next. In southern Illinois, authorities say a migrant child has died while being bused from Texas to Chicago. Our Mike Hempen reports.
The child received treatment from paramedics and later died at a hospital. Texas has bused more than 30,000 migrants to Democratic-controlled cities in the U.S. since last year.
There's now a special counsel investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter. Soon after a plea deal fell through in a tax and weapons case against him, the attorney general now announces the federal prosecutor in the case is getting special counsel status.
Beginning in 2019, Mr. Weiss, in his capacity as U.S. attorney and along with federal law enforcement partners, began investigating allegations of certain criminal conduct by, among others, Robert Hunter Biden.
No further details were provided. The special counsel case against former President Trump brought lawyers into a Washington, D.C. courthouse. This is AP News. Traveling this weekend, you'll find gas prices are up again. Here's our Rita Foley.
The AAA says gas is $3.84 a gallon today. That's the national average. But if you're in California, it's $5.11 a gallon on average, the highest in the nation. The South has the lowest prices, $3.31 in Mississippi, $3.42 in Alabama.
Some private insurance companies are balking at the cost for the first drug that's fully approved to slow the decline from Alzheimer's disease. Insurers who sell coverage in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New York, as well as other states, say they will not cover Leqembi. That decision is in contrast with what Medicare has approved. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.